track 11, Living Well with Dementia. Peter Berry is on a mission to get us talking about dementia and to destigmatise the condition.
Peter Berry, 57, describes himself as a normal guy. At 50, he was the hub of the family and running his own business. I had my finger on the pulse of life, he says. But then his wife, Teresa, noticed that he would lose the thread of conversations. We didn't think it was anything to do with dementia because our idea of dementia was elderly people. I put it down to stress at work and lots going on. It took 10 minutes for Peter's life to change. He was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. He describes the journey as a roller coaster ride, but has used his experience to educate people about the condition. I want to show people that you can live with the condition. Life is not over. It's just a bit different, he explains. Peter advises that straight after diagnosis, people should get the practical things such as setting up a lasting power of attorney out of the way and then find a sense of purpose. Don't waste your time being depressed about it, even though it's quite a difficult place to be. Get out there and start doing the things you can do. Gardening, cycling, walking, or maybe just a cup of tea with friends. Cycling has always been a passion of mine. I've rekindled that and used it to get away from my dementia monster, as I call it. When I go cycling, I become Peter the cyclist, as opposed to Peter with dementia. It doesn't create a memory, but it does create a feeling. He believes that dementia diagnosis is not just a diagnosis for the individual, but for the whole family. Teresa advises families to research the condition. Learn about dementia. Don't assume that you know. Make an effort, and you can help your partner more. Don't undermine people. Just prompt them and carry on as normal. Peter adds, you know your relation, you know their history, so you can have the upper hand on all the big organizations as far as that personal touch goes. He admits that they wish they had told their friend sooner and believes talking about it is key. Support comes in many different ways. Rather than ask people direct questions, ask them simpler questions. Teresa won't ask me where I've been. She'll ask me if I've had a good cycle ride. The rest might follow as time goes. When my father had dementia, he didn't know who I was. I didn't worry about that. I just became a friend of his who made him laugh that day. He admits that he and Teresa sometimes have a giggle about the things he does. It makes it less dementia-y, he says. Peter aims to destigmatize the condition through his website, talks, and books, including Slow Puncture, Living Well with Dementia, written with his cycling partner Deb Bunt. I had this idea that if we could just help a few people get over the first few months of diagnosis and help people stop going to the places that we went in life post-diagnosis, that's got to be something positive. I tend to live in the here and now instead of worrying about the future. It's quite an amazing thing to take something from the condition rather than the condition keep taking from me. It's not going to be my identity. That website address, peterberrylwa.wixsite.com.